Okay. POL. And this should be put somewhere. I think it should be the, yeah, the reunion of Nick and Pio. And Nick's story should also be there. Somehow, and we could make something out of Nick, a character who is a bit like Pio in that sense. But more the Swedish not so courageous type, maybe, because he, or something, there is something there in him, and this is what we can show, how he, when, I'm just giving a bit of a backstory here, because, or from the, I can just make a story, okay, so here we are at, in the 70s, and when our Pio joins the Krishna temple. Nick becomes one of the more antagonistic and critical, and he basically rejects his friend there, which, well, I mean, Pio is, of course, in a way, now a cult member, and he's also rejecting, not his old friends, really, but the society there that they just have decided to continue living in, except my two, who also stepped out of that and into the spiritual community there. So, but Nick also is a kind of seeker. He's all, I mean, he had his heavy childhood or youth, really, when he was sexually abused and this and that, and it's very scary things that happened to him that traumatized him. Although he's not speaking about it and just holding it in there, and he doesn't even, he's not even aware much of what trauma is, because you can live like that, be traumatized, but not really, either not knowing what it is or just can't really see that your own problems are really because of that. That's kind of the mechanism of trauma that tends to protect you from the memories of that real terrible thing that happened. So the problem is not really, yeah, visible. So we can make Nick's story a bit of a therapeutic story. Uh, Because that's what it is here in our way we see things from here. So when, well, he kind of likes or looks up to Pio more than Pio could ever imagine, because he didn't think of himself as a cool central figure among them, which he, well, may or may not have been, but there was maybe a bit more of that than Pio saw. And so when Pio, we can make it that way at least because it fits the story. So when Pio steps out of this whole thing and all of a sudden just becomes a Krishna monk, then of course Nick reacts the way many in his situation would react. Well, should I take this guy seriously? Now, if I do, I may also end up like a monk, and I don't want that. That's simple. Thing there, so he goes the other direction, and he really, which is also of course very common, he becomes antagonistic, very critical, and you know, anything he would say he would just be on the defense against. And well, much as Pio recognized in others like his sister and so on, and his other old friend, Tom. They will like this. Who should also have his story here? Maybe. Yeah, why not? Let's let those guys be pretty much involved in the first book here. So, yeah, and then Pia doesn't see him anymore until later, when he comes out in the, that would be in the, now we're talking the second book or whatever, part or whatever it's going to be, or movie. Yeah. And then you got the No, the first, actually. Yeah. And the second, then we are in the temple and all of that. And we could have... Yeah, that's where we're also when... So Nick is there in the beginning of the second. And there you see his turning almost against P, or at least... kind of breaking his contact with Pio, so which, well, kind of, you could say, came from both sides, so it's not that, well, we just show it the way it was, as Pio just disappeared from the whole world to them, so what should they do, go and visit the Krishna temple on Sundays? Well, they could have, if they had, they would still have some friendship there and some openness. Hey, let's go and visit Pio. Just like you would go and visit any friend, but something happened there. We can show that. And we can show that through Nick. Now, and that's the end of Mick in that story, is it? And anyway, in the next part there, or book or section, I don't know, call it book for now, then they meet again. And then we will tell Nick's story a bit, we'll go a little bit deeper into that. And of course, it's just loosely based on a real story. So, no need to get too realistic here, but of course it could be nice to get some input from our... No, it gets maybe too complicated. We just make them well-disguised, generic characters, and that's fine. So anyway, then my idea here, the way I started talking this was, that Nick has subconsciously, well, he has all his life there had his traumatic thing gnawing inside, some kind of conflict and fear and something there. At the same time, he felt challenged by that thing that happened back then with Pio. So something in him started or continued, whatever, and it was something existential, right? He knew, he understood in principle what Piyu and the others who were now in the Krishna temple said, the philosophy and all of that, and the challenge they thereby made against really so much that, well, he was doing much of the life that he was living and others too, and either he didn't understand it or agree with it. Well, he didn't agree with it because he was not raised that way. He believed in science, and there was this some intellectual thing there in his family and in him, and including some pride, thinking that, yeah, we're intellectual here. So we don't believe in such humbug. But at the same time, you know, if your friend did this, or friends, several of them, three of them, from the same band actually, do this, and oh gosh, what happened? And something was challenged in him, and but maybe also there was anger there because he lost three friends and band members, so he, as some do, just blame that cult or whatever, and that those teachings and that philosophy and all of that, and therefore also became extra antagonistic and closed up to the whole thing, and therefore unable to and unwilling to listen and actually evaluate the what was being said there. What is it about? And even to well, he had to also make a stance. I mean, what is easy to just, and this could be discussions among those friends after the three of them just disappeared into that weird place. But you have to take, I mean, at least they challenged us. So these are, I agree, these are questions that are important, and we can't just live the way we live because that's how we live. I mean, I give them that they had the courage to go their own way. Unfortunately, it was that way. You know, they could go like that. And so Nick would have a bit of that stance there in those discussions. So, but what he does is, and a couple of others have done, he gets more into an academic career, studying science or this or that, psychology, medicine, and he then ends up kind of with a need to prove to himself that he really believes in science, and he often says things like that. I trust science, I believe in science. And then when they meet again, Pio and him, Pio is kind of remarking there and thinking about this, that, my goodness, now you sound religious. this has become just another materialistic religion. And of course he can't accept that, but they may have a confrontation or a discussion like that, which is also a good opportunity for me to take up that discussion. And that's maybe their first confrontation like that since they meet again, and they keep coming back to that. And at one point, you know, and then he is starting to allow himself as a guinea pig for neuroscience. Yes. Test things on him, they inject things into him, they put him in strange big machines with extreme magnetic fields and this and that. And then, you know, when they meet again, people may say something, but this is really like healthy to do all this. And he says again, I trust science. So it is, we can maybe show it in such a way that the reader starts to suspect it, but not overtly, that there is something, maybe some of that trauma he has in there, or maybe that existential angst now that it has become, because he has two problems, a trauma related to sexual stuff and the existential conflict there that was never really resolved, maybe. I mean, we could make something out of it, that there's something deep down going on there, and that's how it is. We can show how that's how it is. Most of us, just like we can go around with traumas and not be aware of it, or be stressed out and not be aware of it, or be depressed although we're not aware of it, we kind of cover up the real problem behind some other, you know, symptoms, conversion, whatever it's called, hysteria or whatever. All that stuff that the psychiatrist diagnose, which is really about that. Can't handle it, which is down in the basement, and it's not there anymore. So it can turn into a mix there. At least that's how we can put it here. So he's there with a kind of angst and sexual whatever, hurt, bewilderment, guilt, all that stuff that somehow is connected to sexuality, right? So we can play out that part of it too. And even the gender issue here with the sexuality, but identification, all that that is so popular nowadays to talk about. And so that can be included a bit here too. So then here's, it takes that expression now, that outlet for him at this point of I trust science. He just really becomes like a devout, born again scientist. So we can almost make a bit of a caricature out of that. And but at the same time, now the problems he experiences, that he is now so good at turning into other things, because that's what you do, right, in this situation. You convert your actual problems into all kinds of interesting creations. I mean, some people even create multiple personalities. I mean, we are amazing. We who live. So there he is, and then they meet again, Pio and Nick, and Pio is going through his stuff, and he has also then gone through that therapy thing when he was himself going into a hypnotherapist education. We can just put that whole thing there too, how that happened, and just how he kind of just slips into these different things in life. It can make it a little, you know, fun, little wacky, a little entertaining like that. But you realize it's a little like some Forrest Gump kind of person. He just slips into this and that. But somehow or other, not that he... that he turns out to be someone decisive or being at the center of the development of humankind, but or not in that way, but to him these things become part of his hero's journey, his trials and tests and challenging path through life. So we just use those real incidences. Again, it's based on a real story. So there he is, and he's going to become a hypnotherapist. And we can tell a story about that world. It could be a bit humorous. You know, the New Age trade fair, and I mean, I saw things there which are kind of fun. But also the deep experiences there of hypnotherapy and his realizations of how this... what you learn here and practice here connects to, and relates to much of what you find in the yoga meditation practices and paths of the East. So here we can put a lot of things there about his adventures and his hypnotherapy room, including the first lady there who had cancer. Oh, I mean, it's wild when you think about it. You can just tell the whole story. I mean, we can tell the China story, all of it. Just spice up the whole thing with all of those. And that's where this guy found himself in these weird situations. Not that he could do anything in those situations, but because he was just basically a visitor. What do you call it? There to just observe and learn and then write a story about this. It gave him real life material to his story. Wow, he thinks that's cool. That's at least how I'm going to deal with this. So he writes that story. Now, back to Nick then. Why I needed to take a detour here into Pio again was that when they meet now the next time, when they are now like in their early 60s or something, around 60, and Nick is in the middle of his honeymoon with his newfound faith, and the divine science of medicine. Anyway, so he gets sick, and we can even put something there that Pompeo reads about this. I don't know, but no, we shouldn't put him as a kind of wise guy who's always commenting and knowing it all. But he gets sick, and we can show somehow or other, the viewers may suspect it themselves, that this is not so surprising. Because sometimes people, and we can show that through the story several times, who have something there within them. First of all, we can show how the mental and these deep things down there on the emotional level, how important they are and how much they influence even our physical health. Just get that in there. So but he can't see it, but we can now see it, and so he gets sick. COVID comes and he gets hit by that. He's one of those who gets hit in that kind of bad way that doesn't seem to go away. Because there are a few. And then after that, well, immune system down, all of that. Now, we will also then previously have told the story about Pio when his immune system went down, and which really led him into that therapeutic path, because included in that education and the job itself, you have to go through therapy yourself. It's therapy for the therapist. So he went through all these things and met these interesting characters. And slugged it out and came out the other side, somewhat the other side, realizing, hey, this is good. This is needed. And he wanted to then help others in the same way, but he didn't want to charge and he didn't know what to do, and then he kind of more drifted into media. So, yeah. Anyway, what I wanted to get to from the very beginning was that when they meet again, I had to say all this in order to get it all in there, which I wanted to say here with all this. Then Pia may just say something to Nick that, well, I know what you should do. I recommend you check out this therapy. You go deep now in the body, but you are whatever you think you are. You have a mind, you have a soul, you have feelings, and Nick is at first kind of even denying that. No. But then he realizes that, gosh, there's something down here that is hurting. And so he brings himself to that point of even taking psychotherapy. I mean, on the Freud level, somewhat seriously, that there is a subconscious at all, which he first sets to Pia that there isn't. And he starts on that path. So, and then we can follow him like that. So, I mean, from there it's future, so I don't know what happens, but whatever anyway, this is my story, so I make him do whatever I want.